The Spiel is sponsored by GameSalute.com, bringing you the latest and greatest in games, and by StarlitCitadel.com, your board game store in Canada, and by Chessex Custom Dice. For more information, visit Chessex.com, and by listeners like you. Thanks for your donations. From their padded cell in downtown Indianapolis, Indiana, this is The Spiel, a show about games and the people who love them. Gen Con 2013.
We are here with Kevin Cook, owner of the world's largest dice collection. Kevin, it is a pleasure to see you again this year.
Go ahead. Good to see the two of you.
Absolutely. Now, every year we talk to Kevin about a myriad of things dice. You can say that, like myself, Kevin attends Gen Con through dice-colored glasses and kind of sees it from an angle that most people don't. And we're lucky this year because we're actually sitting in front of your take or your stash so far that you've managed to accumulate through 2013 Gen Con. And we're just going to kind of take a stroll through the dealer's hall via looking at all these different dice. Now, before we do that, we always have to get down to the nitty-gritty and talk about your collection. Now, last year, it was, I'm trying to think of the number, around 30?
I don't recall. I'd have to look it up.
So what is guesstimate before these? Because we're looking at a heck of a lot of dice. Before these guys, where's your collection at right now?
43,992.
So you're just this side of 50.
Yep. And eight you're shy of 44,000.
Awesome. So now let's take a peek at, now this is my first day at the con, so I haven't had a chance to see these. Before, you come prepared. You have a map, you have everything kind of circled, you know exactly where you're going to get the dice, and in front of us lays a crap ton of dice that I'm going to turn it over to you, and we're just going to talk about these different dice, so go for it.
Sure, and I was figuring to go through about the order that I found them in.
That's perfect. That's
first
perfect.
Ran to Q Workshop and picked up a bunch of their Ann Stokes tribal dice.
Nice. Yeah, those are sharp.
Those are really nice.
They've got like, they're like a pink color. With the black inking, those are very cool.
Yep, black and then green
and
then yellow.
And they've got the green, exactly. Those are sharp.
The ones I'm most impressed with are the two new Pathfinders. Mm. I think it's Skull and Bones and Shattered Sun or something like that, and I just impressed.
Yeah, as with usual, with Q Workshop, detailed beyond description. They're just gorgeous
the etching,
dice.
The intricacy of their process.
And they mold.
Oh, they mold.
They mold.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's what makes them. They have little Polish elves that make these tiny little molds.
Exactly. And what are these guys right here that are kind of see-through a little bit? The color is really cool.
That is actually a pink elven.
Okay.
And if those, that is the, I think, the same elven runes that were used in Tolkien.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm told, but I haven't interpreted it yet, that they actually say things.
Interesting.
I have not tried to translate it yet.
Very cool. I just like the coloring on them. They have that, you know, translucent rosy pink look that I don't think I've seen before. Those are very cool.
Absolutely. And then the big, big release.
Right.
Well, actually, they also did with Privateer Press the War Machine.
Absolutely. I've seen all those sets. Those are fabulous.
Yep, and those were released back in May, I believe, but you know, this is the first major convention to hit both of them. But the big one this year is the Legends of the Five Rings, the 10 different clans.
Whoa, that is
and
awesome.
And you get 10 D10s, and I think it's like $22.
Oh, that's very cool. They have one for every clan. Those, I know people are going to collect all those.
Absolutely. Let's see. Next up was Impact Miniatures with their...
Freaky.
To take a quick aside here, I was kind of surprised. This year, I took a different approach to Gen Con.
Uh-huh.
I researched ahead of time by going down each booth.
Right.
Trying to find out, are you going to have a new game with dice? I probably found 100 Kickstarters in this room.
Oh,
wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Either having delivered and have games, or they have them here for display.
Gotcha.
Well, One of the ones that I participated in was Impact Miniatures, spherical D14 and D18 set.
Exactly.
And they have a myriad of different odd-numbered dice that are spherical. As a result, they roll accurate because the numbers are on the edges instead of the faces or extension member facets, as as intellectual property likes to call them.
Yeah, I think you have to describe what a spherical die is in a little more detail, because when I hear spherical die, I think a marble.
Yes. Imagine you took a marble and then you took it on a gem grinder, for fastening gems, and you faceted a sphere.
Okay.
It's almost like the game science D100.
Oh, okay.
You know, just faceted 100 times. I can picture that one.
Yeah. Exactly. And you really have to see their fives and their sevens and their 18s and their 22s, because you can't describe them very well.
Nope.
They are just the most whack-tastic shape. I mean,
we will have pictures in the enhanced version, so you'll be able to see them as we're talking.
Yeah, I came in this morning, I walked by their booth, my head went snap. And I'm like, I will take those now. So those are very cool.
Let's see now. Moving on. 8 games, they're rolling freight. Island Siege, the dice and the games didn't arrive. They were supposed to be here, and unfortunately they didn't make it. But they'll be here, like, next week.
Sweet.
Bioshock.
Oh, absolutely.
Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah. Yes.
Got some dice from that.
That guy was supposed to be a big hit. I haven't seen those dice yet either.
Oh, they're different. You know,
okay.
They're not, like a Q Workshop die, but they certainly are different from anything I've seen before.
Cool.
I can't remember who makes Gunship, but they've got a 4 dice set that comes with a D12
and an 8.
D8, and that's very unique. I haven't seen those before.
No, those are really neat looking. I like those.
I can't remember. That wasn't Tasty Minstrel.
I don't think so, but these are solid black with fun
white, orange,
and green.
We'll include links in the show notes so people will find will be able to find them.
Cool.
I know Tasty Minstrel did Skyline.
Yep,
yes,
absolutely.
And I picked
yes.
up a set of those, and there was like 50 dice for $20.
Yep, I got a copy of that just a little while ago. That was excellent.
Yep, so that's
and a big... you've seen, was it Dungeon Roll from them?
That's a Kickstarter that I also participated
in. Nice,
so
nice.
I had those last week.
Excellent.
Let's see, Crystal Cast. They, of course, have the obligatory
Gen Con 2000.
Ten of Gen Con dice. they also have 3 more in their sets that come from Dice and Games in the UK.
Those are very interesting to me. I saw those via a website last year and coveted them and have not been able to get them. Those are fantastic.
Well, they come out with a set of 3 new each year.
Okay.
They had last year, I think it was Dwarves.
It was.
Yes,
there were dwarves.
And then there was Orcs and things like that.
Absolutely.
But this is a 3 new set.
These look goblinish to me.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, boy, that does look like a goblin, doesn't it? I haven't taken a close look. I just bought them. And these look like character classes.
I will get by that, and I'll get by and check them out.
Are those screen printed on there? How are those images?
To
describe these dice to people, they're elaborately colored illustrations.
Yeah, it is. It's like a full-color photo.
Large die, really large. Probably,
yeah.
What, 1 inch by 1 inch die? I don't know.
Yep, and they're definitely screen printed on there, but they are full-color. This one I'm looking at is obviously a pirate one. So we've got pirates and pirate ships and guns and treasure chests and female and male pirates. It looks very, very cool. The colors are awesome. I would be worried if I was going to be rolling this die all the time.
Yeah.
But just as going into a collection, it's fabulous. This looks like a Lord of the Rings die with Bilbo and Gandalf. Very cool. Excellent. So those full color guys look awesome. We're moving on to, I'm gonna just take a stab, and I'm gonna say Game Science.
Absolutely. I didn't think that I would be able to find another set of Game Science dice that I didn't have already.
Right.
But the people who work down in Kentucky came up with an interesting color combination that I have never seen before. It's a flat black die.
Right.
Very similar to the same type of dice that Coplow used a couple of years ago, but the numbers are multicolored.
Exactly.
Jim Coplow used white dice.
Right.
And called them the rainbow set. They came up with this at the convention.
Ah,
they just said, number them with different colors.
Are they inking those here?
Yep.
Wow, that is crazy.
Actually, they're using paint.
Oh, okay.
These are actually painted.
Okay. Wow. That is crazy.
That's labor intensive there.
Next up was, I managed to do this on Thursday, amazingly enough. The D&D Next promotional dice that you get for trying one session of D&D Next.
That were a nightmare to collect last year.
Yeah, absolutely. They were horrible. But this year it was very painless. And to be honest, the D&D Next, I haven't played D&D since second edition. D&D Next seems spookily like second edition.
Really?
I don't know what third and fourth did to upset people.
Interesting, interesting.
The Next is almost full circle then.
Yep,
interesting.
It does seem to be.
And then, of course, you had to get your hands on the Space Cadets Dice Duel dice.
You got it.
That is a truckload of those, all custom faces. I love that. Very nice etching, very easy to read, bright colors. That's awesome.
Yep. Some interesting card suit dice.
Those are freaky.
From Hello with Cheese. I think they're some sort of zombie dice because there's a brain representing diamond. There is a baseball bat representing clubs. There is a shovel representing spades. And, of course, there is the human heart representing the human heart.
Yeah, those are very cool. And those look like they were our Chessex custom style dice.
Absolutely. About half this room is Chessex custom dice.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We've got to give a shout out to Joe Kogan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're a sponsor of the show here, and we get all of our custom dice from them. They're good to us, and they're good to a lot of people.
Yeah, there's some fabulous looking dice here, but Chessex dice always stand out. That's for sure.
Yep. Next up is it is a D20, 2D10s, and a D6 that have a custom side on them that are made for Monte Cook Games by Q Workshop for their new game, Numenera.
Nice.
And I was quite impressed the first time I saw them, and the more I look at them, the better the little elves from Poland did.
Yes.
Because these are incredibly detailed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they're like a flat blue with a yellow ink. And
They're super readable. That's one of my problems with some of those polyhedrals.
Yeah,
you can, from a distance even, I can read those so easily, and they're so sharp, the color scheme.
They remind me very much of the old Troll and Toad D4. Toy Vault.
That's crazy, absolutely.
The big foam D4.
Yeah, absolutely. Even absolutely. The font. Reminds you of that. Absolutely. That's very cool.
But let's see. Oh, look. Spiel on dice.
I wonder where those came from. We're going to personally make sure that you...
A few more added to the collection.
Yeah. Want to make sure that you have every set.
Yep.
Well, that is quite a haul.
One last thing.
Well, excellent.
Eric Harshberger, working out of Florida, he has his own custom laser engraver, and he does some really interesting dice.
I think I saw...
Periodic table.
Absolutely.
Oh, neat.
I do remember seeing those. Those are very cool.
These are the New York City Night Out dice.
That's funny.
You roll and you choose a food and an activity.
Variation on the pizza die.
Yeah, and then here is some sort of, I guess it's a pet die.
Yeah, what should I buy this week? Oh, looks like it's going to be a gerbil.
Yeah, and he is not married to anything. His background is in deep into mathematics. And so he's done some really interesting mathematics dice.
Cool. Very cool. Well, that's, like I said, that's a pretty huge take. Now, have you gotten everything you expect to purchase at this Gen Con, or you think there's still some surprises around the corner?
There are two things that I want that are left.
Cool.
I need Dwarven Miner.
Okay, those are Q Workshop, right?
No, Dwarven Miner.
That's the actual company.
Well, it's way on the other end of the hall, and they frequently have the medieval band there.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yep, Dwarven Miner. It's the name of the game, and got to go back to Q Workshop because tomorrow they will be selling the Q Workshop T-shirts.
Ah, nice.
Very cool.
Now, I have a couple questions for you. One is, in the past year, are there any noteworthy dice that have entered the collection that really stand out? Something that was a, you know, coup or just so original or so different that you weren't, you know, you just never know what you're going to stumble upon within a year of collecting.
Wow, that is hard to say. I wish you'd asked me ahead of time. I could have gone back.
Out of the 13,000
I know
plus
you have
a
mental catalog of every one. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. I can say there's one hopefully on the horizon.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. I have been looking for years for a pair of depleted uranium dice.
I didn't know that that existed.
Yeah, and what was surprised me is I went to the USPS website and found out it's legal to ship them. You just have to have the right paperwork.
Wow.
Wow.
I would not have guessed that.
Do we want to know how much those are?
Well, the lady who says she has them wants them out of her house.
Oh.
So she's going to send them to me for free.
Holy spumonies.
Wow. That's a coup. That's certainly a coup.
I will be excited to visit your website. Is it DiceCollector.com, right?
That is correct.
I will be excited to visit that puppy to check it out. When you get that up and put pictures of it up, I want to see those in a heartbeat.
I want to do a density test, and if it really is what it is, they're going into a lead box, sealed in Tupperware, and never going to be opened again.
Get some nice pictures before you do that.
Oh, absolutely.
So what did you think? I know one thing that happened this past year was dice rings.
Oh, yes.
So I assume that you have...
You beat me to my second question.
Oops, sorry about that.
No, go ahead.
I assume you have a full set of dice rings.
Of the Crit Success dice rings.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. Well, my question was, though, how does that, in terms of defining things as dice, do those count as dice as far as the dice collection go? Or just because you're into dice, it's a novelty thing to have? I was interested and you can weigh in on this too, Dave, because you're a collector.
Absolutely.
I don't know that I would... I think they're cool, but are they really dice? You know, does a die have to be a die? Does it have to be something square, something you can roll and land on a table? I guess that's my question for you.
I wish you had asked that question 20 minutes ago, because there is someone in the Dice Maniacs Club who we've been arguing this for over 10 years. What qualifies as a die?
Absolutely.
I do not consider the Crit Success dice rings dice.
We
just
agree.
Love having them. Because of the fact that it's like you're wearing a set of dice.
Yeah,
exactly.
You need them, you got them. But no, because they're not independently rolled or spun, because teetotum are some of the oldest dice around.
Absolutely.
We know them as dreidels.
Yep.
Right.
We know them as put-and-take spinners.
Right.
And those would qualify. But you take a ring, you spin it, it falls down, it means nothing.
Right.
Well, I totally agree with you. I'm on the same page. I love having some of those. And they're stored with my dice just because, but I don't consider them dice at all.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
Dang,
I have a
I was hoping to start a fight here.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
We are of like mind. We know what are real dice and what are not real dice. I have kind of a fun, goofy little dice ring story. Stephen and I were in New Orleans earlier in the year,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wearing a T-shirt that says "Got Dice," and we're just walking down some road that's not downtown New Orleans.
Just a neighborhood in New Orleans.
Just a neighborhood. And this guy walks by us. He's got headphones on. He stops. He takes his headphones off and he says, "No, I don't have dice, but I have this." And he shows me his hand and he's wearing a dice ring. Just off in the blue in a neighborhood in the middle of New Orleans. Talking about a small world.
Dice maniacs are everywhere.
And now it's a small town.
Yeah, exactly. It was very freaky. Cool. Well, we really appreciate you stopping by the booth this year and showing us all of your take. We're going to follow you on your website at DiceCollector.com to see. Once you get back, we know that you go through the laborious task of inventorying, photographing, and posting all of these guys up. So we're going to take some pictures here, but if you heard something that you think sounds really cool, check out Kevin's site here in probably a few weeks or a few months, and all these guys will be up, photographed, and ready for you to check out. So thanks, Kevin, a ton for sharing a few minutes of your time this year and talking about dice. It's awesome.
Anytime, guys.
Cool.